So, Lamed Amud Bet, we're starting with the Mishnah. Till now we've been talking about, we were on this issue of the, whether she's the whole question is the erva, the tzara of the erva considered her tzara or not, right? With the three brothers and the two sisters plus the third nochrid, and we had different cases of different people dying in different orders, and the whole question always was, is the tzara of the erva considered the tzara or not, right? Is the woman married? Is she not married? Was she at the time? Was she not at the time? At the time of death, right? We had different machloket about whether it was the time of death that's koveya or the time of the marriage that's koveya, right? Let's say the woman got divorced. We saw there were some different opinions about that. Now we're going to talk about, okay, v'kulan, which seems to be a recurring theme, right? Kulam always refers to our first Mishnah. All those 15 arayot, shahayu bahen kiddushin or gerushin besafek. What if they were married or divorced in a safek case? Okay, there's all sorts of cases of marriage where we say, or divorce where we say, this isn't a perfect, right? There's some problems with the kiddushin. We're going to see now the cases. The Mishnah is going to actually tell us this time. What are the cases? And so where you're considered half married, half not married, right? Maybe you're married, maybe you're not. So now, what do they say? In all these cases, hare elu hatzarot chotso v'lo mityabmot. They do chalitza, okay? Right, it's always our default option. It seems like a very obvious default option. Just make them do chalitza, and then we'll resolve the problem. We don't know what the question here is. Okay, here's our erva. Okay, she's usually our erva woman. Here's the tzara. Okay, now the tzara is married to this brother. Okay, this guy. Now he dies, and then she falls to even with this guy. Now the whole question is, before he died, he had some sort of, either he was married to this woman and maybe divorced her, and then again, it goes by the moment of death. Was she divorced or was she not? Or maybe they were married, maybe they weren't married, okay? All the question of, was he married to the Erva or not? Now, if he's married to the Erva, then it paters the Tzara. If he's not married to the Erva, then it doesn't pater the Tzara. Now, what's important to remember is the Kiddushin and Gerushin are going to be the opposite halacha. Because, right, in the end, the Mishnah says it's all the same, it's chalitza. But one's going to go from saying, right, if it's safek gerushin, right, we're going to learn this in the Gemara now, what's her chazaka, okay? Chazaka means where was she when we last met her, before we had this safek get kiss. So where was she when we first met her, this woman? She was married. If she's married, what does that mean? The tzara's going to be ptuha. So we're going to take this case, instead of patrin the tzara, we're going to say you need chalitza before you can be released. In the marriage case, it's going to be the opposite. Where did we meet her before she possibly got married? She was not married at all. In which case, the tzara would be mutera to do yibum, and instead we're going to make her do chalitza. So that's, each one is coming from a different direction. That's an important principle to get, because as soon as the Gemara starts, we're going to need to know that really well. Okay. Ketzat safek kiddushin. Zarak la kiddushin. Okay, now a kiddushin has to be that he does the act and she accepts it. Now what if, okay, now these are weird cases. They come up a lot in Gittin. He throws a shtar to her. Okay, now, in Rishut HaRabim, okay, if he throws it into her courtyard, then it's fine. But if he throws it into Rishut HaRabim, safek karov lo, safek karov la, zeu safek kiddushin. If it's closer to her, then it's hers. If the assumption is we're talking about that they were like about 8 amot apart, and he has his dalet amot, because we know this from Shabbos, right? That your 4 amot is like your reshut. You can carry me midoraita and reshut arabim 4 amot, because 4 amot is your space. It's like, you know, as much breathing space as you have, right, to move your arms around. That's the space of a person. So if it's within her 4 amot, then it's hers. If it's within his 4 amot, it's his. But what if we don't know whether it was in hers or in his? Okay. So what do we say? That's safek kiddushin. In that case, we say, even though normally she should have been considered not married, right? The chazaka is she's not married. If she's not married, the tzara can go marry the brother when he dies. In this case, we say she can't do yibum. We make her do chalitza. Okay, safek gerushin. Now we're going to see three cases. These are three famous cases from a Mishnah in Gittin that tell you three cases where the get is a good get, midoraita, but the rabbis said this is a safek get, because we have some potential questions about the validity of this get. Okay, we'll talk about each of the cases in a minute. Hatat biktav yado ve'ein alav edim. Okay, the guy wrote the get in his own handwriting, as opposed to going a sofer. There's two ways to get a get. One is you can write it yourself, and one is the sofer can do it. Now, the pasuk in the Torah says, v'katav la sefer kritudis, if he writes it himself. So if he writes it himself, it's good midoraita. But, ein alav edim. And also, why is it good? Because they say, hoda'at baldin kemeh edim damin. If you admit to something, it's like 100 witnesses, okay? We saw this before. Right, that we don't accept it. Ein adam asim atzmo rasha, right? Ein adam ma'id al atzmo. That's in not mamon cases, right? Here we're talking about a financial thing, right? Or are they married or not? So that we accept it, but otherwise there's some cases where we don't, you know, where you turn into a rasha. Here he's not turning himself into a rasha, right? It's just he's saying I'm divorced. So now he writes this get, but ein alav edim. There's no witnesses for the get. Now here there's a very, very famous machloka we're going to see when we get to Gittin between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir. In a get, who are the key edim? There's edim that sign on the document, and there's edim that see that he gave her the get. Okay? One is called edim misira, those are the ones who see him give the get, and one is called edim chatima, the ones who sign on the get. Very famous machloka, is it edim misira karte or edim chatima karte? Which are the ikar? Which are the ones that are really koret beno bena, that they make the divorce happen? Is it the ones who saw, or is it the ones who signed? So now, this basically is saying that if you don't have edim, that's not the critical part of the, right? Yes, maybe you need it, okay? Midrabanan, but midoraita, you can have a get without edim chatima. Okay? And that's according to Rabbi Elazar, who says that it's the edim misira that are the key ones, and not the edim chatima. So if he writes it in his own handwriting, and we don't have edim, since edim anyway, according to Rabbi Elazar, are not the key edim, so we can say this is a good get, okay? But midrabanan, they said, no, we need edim, okay? And therefore, it's not a good get. Yesh alav edim, let's say it does have witnesses, ve'ein bo zman, but it doesn't have a date, okay? Now here we're going to see in the Gemara later, but I'll already preempt it so that when we get there, you'll have some background. We're going to see it today. There's two reasons why they said you have to do Zman in a get. First reason is, from the moment, okay, it's a machloket. It's not that there's two. It's that there's one or the other. We don't know which one. According to one opinion, okay, this is true for everybody, but according to one opinion, this is the reason. When you get married, you have what's called nichsei malug. Those are nichasim that you come into the marriage with that belong to the woman from before the marriage. When you come into the marriage with those, let's say you own a field, okay, you own, what happens to that field while you're married? So that field is always yours, but anything that comes out of that field, all the produce, it's called peirot, okay, belong to the husband. He owns those peirot, he gets all the rivachim, because all your money basically goes to the husband. Okay, that's the way the halachic system works, that a woman really doesn't have her own property, although if she came into the marriage with property, she leaves with that property. Okay, so when the marriage ends in a get, she takes back the property, and right, the property was always really hers, but then she gets the payroll. So now we need to have a date to know from what date does she get the payroll or not. Another opinion says that there's a particular case that we're concerned for. Okay, and maybe this fits in with our theory about all these arayot and that people were really marrying relatives. Okay, or you just say it was a rare case, but there's a case where a guy marries, okay, the Gemara calls it bat achoto, okay, he marries his niece. Now, what happens? While he's married to his niece, she has an affair with somebody else. They bring her to court, they want to kill her. Now he, because he's married to his niece, he has some rachmanis on her, right? You could say, oh, he'd be really jealous and angry, but this guy, because he's related to her, that's the assumption of the Gemara, he has rachmanun on her, and he doesn't want them to kill her. So what does he do? He gives her a get, and then he claims that the date of the get was before she actually did the snoot. And we don't want people playing around with that, so we say you have to have a date on the get. Okay, that's the second concern. So now, either which way, what do you see? The zman is not a critical element of the get, but it was a takana they made, either to avoid financial sichsuchim between them, or to avoid this case where he might lie to save her from dying. Okay. It's a really interesting case, and when we get to it in Gittin, we'll learn all about it, and there's all these issues of Afka'at Kiddushin, and then you're going to make Banim like born out of wedlock, and it's very complicated, but it's very interesting also. It's all about uprooting marriages.
You could imagine that scenario without the complicated relationship, right? Like he could always want to have a rachmana.
Yes. No, the Gemara paints it in, it could be right. Any
and
kind of case where he decides.
Right, right?
Yes,
he
it's
might
true.
Love her anyway.
Right. That's definitely true. Okay. It could go either way, right? He could hate her or he could love her, right? You see all those cases where people actually kill their spouses when they cheat on them. So there's things like that.
Hmm.
Okay. Next case, third case. Yesh bo zman, it has a date. Ve'ein bo ela eid echad. There's only one witness. Now, why would that be a good get me doraita? So some people say, it depends, either you say he wrote it himself, okay? But then that really is kind of like the first case. So what are we adding? We're adding that even him and Eid Echad is still problematic. It's still not enough. Or you could say that the sofer wrote it, and the sofer kind of acts as a second aid, right? It's not, he doesn't sign on the get, but the fact that he wrote it is some sort of edut. So again, that case, we'll call it Safek Gerushin, because midoraita it should be okay, but midorabanan it's not. Okay. I don't know if you caught this, but there's a little bit of... it's not exactly equal, the Mishnah. The Safek Kiddushin case is a case, was she married, was she not, right? Did he throw it into her reshut, or was it not in her reshut? In the Get cases, we don't bring a case like that, even though Get could, in theory, have a case like that of Safek Get, where he throws it, and maybe it's her reshut, maybe it's his reshut, because she also has to accept the Get.
Why are they throwing it?
Yeah, we started with that saying. It's a very strange case. We don't really know, right? There's all sorts of cases where they bring up, because the issue is it has to be in her reshut.
Uh-huh.
So obviously, if he hands it to her, it's going to be in his reshut. Here we're coming up with a halachic scenario where, you know, we just don't know whether she accepted it or not.
It's so interesting because it's a lot like how they deliver divorce papers now. Like the people, when there's
Why?
Because
they, ah, right.
People don't want to be there.
Right. Yafet. Right. So it's all a thing. Did you accept? Did you not? Right. So you see, it really does come up. Okay. So now, the question here is, why, in the Gerushin cases, there's much more reason to think this is a real get? Because we have a get in hand, right? It's not a case like he threw it, and did she get, did she not? Here, there's a get, which was presumably given, right? And it's just a question that, mida oraita, it's a good get. Mida rabbanan, it's not. Whereas the Kiddushin case, it's like, we don't even know, is she married, is she not married? It could go 50-50. So the Gemara is going to ask this right away. Okay, ve'ilu begerushin safek karov lo safek karov la lo ktane my taima. Right? Let's notice that the gerushin case of safek karov lo is not mentioned in this Mishnah. What's the assumption? If it's not mentioned in this Mishnah, what would be the case? Okay. Now, what do we say about gerushin? If she's not divorced, then what's the assumption? That the erva is married to the guy, in which case the tzara is p'tura legamre, she doesn't have to do chalitza or yibum. Okay? So now they're going to say, the assumption is that if it's safek karov lo, we really have no, it's like 50-50. We have no idea, did she get the get, did she not get the get? We're going to assume she's married. We're going to keep her in the chazka of what she is. Her status, until we had a question about it, was married. Okay, married means she's going to be p'tura, the tzara. So now they want to know why that is. So I'm a rabba, kind of like what I said, but now we'll to take it one step further. Isha zo b'chizkat heter l'shuk omedet. Umisafek atay bala osra, alta asrena misafek. This woman was free to go marry anybody she wanted based on the chazaka, right? The chazaka is this woman's married, because kolob, we don't know she's divorced, we don't know. Right? Only in a case where we really know there was a divorce document and we have good reason to think, right? We know she got it, we just don't know. There's a little bit of a problem with it. It's missing the date, it's missing this, right? But there, it's more like she's divorced me, d'oraita. But in this case, we have no idea if she divorced or not. We're going to assume she remains married, in which case the tzara is p'tura, and we're not going to now make her do chalitza with this guy just because we have some doubt. Maybe she got a get, maybe she didn't. That's not strong enough. So now we're going to basically say the flip with Kiddushin. Why is Kiddushin not the same? What would you say about this woman? Now we're going to say, where was she b'chizkat heter? She wasn't, okay, what's the deal? If she's safek married, the assumption is, what's her chazaka? Her chazaka is she's not married at all. Until we know she's married, her chazaka is she's a pnuya, she's not married. If she's not married, that means that this tzara is no longer a tzarat erva. So she is going to be able to do yibum with the guy. So if she could do yibum, right? She's becheskat heter liyabam omedet. She's mutar to do yibum. Umisafek atabala osra. Now you're going to not allow her to do yibum. You're going to make her do chalitza. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you caught this, but the parallel is not exactly the same. To move her from a case where she can do yibum and say you can only do chalitza is really similar, right? Yibum and chalitza are all the same thing. Mm-hmm. As opposed to saying she can marry anybody she wants and now we're going to make her do chalitza. That's a different, okay, and that's what the whole diyun in the Gemara is going to be. But right now, they're putting them as if they're the same, Abaye says. What do you mean? One was mutar to do yibum, and you're making her do chalitza, and one was mutar to marry anybody, and you're making her do chalitza, as if they're the same, even though they're not real. So now, what does the Gemara answer? Hatam l'chumra. Ah, when it comes to yibum, she really is allowed to do yibum. But they're machmir, and they say, let's just, mishum asafek, let's just be a little machmir and do chalitza. And they say, if you do that though, if you say we're going to be machmir, make her do chalitza, hai chumra da'at l'idei kulahu. This chumra is a dangerous chumra, okay? Sometimes we have cases like that where if people are machmir, it could lead them to making mistakes about other things, okay? You have to be careful. You can't always, being machmir always isn't a good thing. What is it? Dizimnin azalhu umakadish la la'achota kidushe vadan. Okay, now, what's the issue? If we say, because of the Kiddushe Safek, we're not going to allow you to do Yibum. We're going to make you do Chalitza as a Chumrah. What are people going to think? That Safek Kiddushin really has status, right? Now, why would that be relevant? Let's take a case where a guy marries a woman, okay? He marries her. Now, he marries her Kiddushe Safek, okay? Azalu Makadesh La Achota Kiddushe Vada. Then he goes and marries her sister Kiddushe Vada. Now, what are you going to think? If the Kiddushe Safek you think has nothing, well, then obviously you can go marry her sister. There's no erva here. But if you think from this case that we're going to make you do chalitza, you can't do yibum, we're going to say, oh, maybe Kiddushe Safek has relevance. Now, if it has relevance, what's going to happen? You're going to think, okay, so I'm really married to her. So when I now married her sister, what do we say? If you marry Achot Isha, what's the status? Is Kiddushin Tofsin or not? No, because it's Yisur Karet. Yeah. Kiddushin Aren Tofsin, but Yisur Karet. We learned that. So now, this marriage, you're going to think, is totally dissolved. There's no such thing. And therefore, if he doesn't want to stay married to her anymore, he doesn't have to give her a get. She can go marry anybody else she wants. But really, since this was Kiddushin Vana, and the first marriage was only Kiddushin Safek, she really is married and she needs get, and she's going to now go marry someone else and have kids at her mom's area because she's really an Ishtiyot. So that's what we're all worried about. Okay, so let's read inside. Zimni da'azalhu makadish la'achota kiddushe vadai. Okay, they're not telling us that first he married someone kiddushe safek. Okay, vi'inami, or another possible case. Zimni da'ata acher umakadish la'ledida kiddushe vadai. Ledida kiddushe vadai. Maybe he married this woman, and then kiddushe safek, someone else came along, some random guy, and married her kiddushe vadai, because he said, oh, she's not really married, right? I'll marry her. But then they said, oh no, she really was married, in which case she's an eshadish. Again, Joe Schmo marrying this woman makes her into an eshadish. And then what does he say? Well, it wasn't really relevant because she was already married to the first guy. And therefore, Kiddushin Aren Tofsim, and therefore she's not married, and therefore she doesn't need a get, and therefore she goes and gets married to someone else. And really, though, her Kiddushin with him was a valid Kiddushin because the first one wasn't anything. So you might come to these kind of situations, and therefore, v'kevan de'asra l'amala tzari li'yibume, and since they made it usher to do yibum, amre de'kama kiddushin u'debatra la'av kiddushin, right? They'll think that the first kiddushin was a good kiddushin, the second one wasn't a good kiddushin, and then they'll basically end up with mamzerim issues. Okay. So now, that was all if you're going to say that this is just a chumrah, that really, where were we? Really, he can do yibum, because really she wasn't married. That's her chazaka. In which case, we're just machmir, and that's the difference between the gittin and the kiddushin, right? The gittin was that her chazaka was she was already mutar to anybody. We're not going to ask her make her do chalitza. But here, she really could do yibum, we're just machmir. But then they say, wait, but the chumr can lead to problems. So what do they say? No, kevin de kamitzrachat chalitza, meida yade de chumr ba'al mahu. It's not like they're saying she's pachur from yibum, right? It's not like they're saying, oh, she's married and therefore the tzarat has p'tura l'shuk. No. They're saying she has to do chalitza. By the fact that they're saying she has to do chalitza, everybody knows it. It's a chumrah. And it's really, you should do yibum, but we'll make you do chalitza, so we're not worried that people are going to come to the wrong conclusion.
Two quick questions. One, if a woman in the best of circumstances always has a choice, why are they so concerned that people will think that the fact that she's doing
what do you mean she always has a choice?
circumcised.
Can't she do chalitza if she doesn't want to do yibum?
Yeah.
So,
that's a good question.
People see her doing chalitza, why would they assume that she couldn't have done it?
The assumption is here that people knew that she wasn't allowed to do yibum in this case. That's the assumption.
That
people know the halacha. The halacha is that she has to do chalitza. So if they know that that's the halacha, they'll assume, right? It's not just that they'll see. It's that also they'll know that in this situation you do chalitza, they'll think that that means kiddush hasefek has validity. Okay? But in the end, they say no, because everybody knows chalitza is just, you know, it's a chumrah. In other words, the fact that we're making do chalitza means she is in the parsha of Yibum, we'll just make her do chalitza. Now, based on that, the Gemara asks a strange question, because really it's different, but again, we'll sort of equate them for the sake of the question. Yihachi gerushim nami, let's just say the same thing. Litnei v'listracha chalitza, umei deyadei dechumr ba'almahu. Why don't we just say, yes, in theory, the tzara is muteret lashuk. But let's just be machmir, since it's a suffix, we'll be machmir, we'll make her do chalitza, and then everybody will know that everyone knows it'll just be a chumrah. Okay, so then, which it's not exactly parallel, because to turn yibum and chalitza work together. Here you're saying you're not chayiv in yibum when we're making you do chalitza. Already that's a bit of a jump. Okay, again, I'm just reminding you where we're at. This is all to try to explain why, because in our Mishnah, they do, for Sefek Kiddushin and Sefek Gerushin, you have to do Chalitza, but they didn't include the case of a Sefek Get, Sefek Karov Lo, Sefek Karov La, and why didn't they include that case? And the point is that case, we're going to, basically, it's such a question whether there's even a Get in that case, that basically we're going to keep her on her Chazaka, that she's married. If she's married, the Tzara's Ptura, we're going to let her be Ptur Legamre, according to Rabbah, because keep her in her chazaka, don't osir her to marry anyone else, right? And make her do chalitza just mishum this suffix, because it's not a strong enough suffix. Whereas, obviously, in the cases where there's a right to get, we're going to make her do it misuffix.
They almost have to do that, because, right? Because wouldn't they be setting a precedent?
They have to do what?
Be smachmir about divorces. Because if not, wouldn't they be setting a very dangerous precedent?
Well, here, they're not being machmir. That's the whole issue. They're not, you have to remember, Safek Gerushin in this case leads to the default is mutar. In other words, she's already mutar lashuk without having proof of Gerushin, right? She's like a married woman. Normally a married woman, like you're saying, is a more chamor situation. Here a married woman is matiring this tzara, and that's the issue that we're looking at. So we're not going to be osir the tzara just because we have some safek, maybe she was divorced. We're going to keep her in her chazakah, and that's the thing. So now they're saying, but why wouldn't you just say, let's just be machmir, right? But let's ruchah chalitza, and everyone will know it's a chumrah, okay? So now what do they say? Now it's a problem. Im ata omer choletet, if we make this tzara du chalitza, what might happen as a result? Can you think about it? Im ata omer choletet, mitya bemet. Maybe she will think that she can also do yibum. Now, can she do yibum? What happens if she does yibum with this guy? If the get was really not a good get, okay, what's going to happen? This woman is really married, the Erva is married, in which case she's the Tsarav in Erva, in which case she's forbidden to this guy, Isur Karet. That is Ishala Chotalotikach Litzror. Remember, we learned that Gam Litzror, her tzara, is Isur Karet. So she, we're going to keep far away from Chalitza because we don't want anyone to accidentally think that she could do Yibum. Okay? You have to remember that, and we'll see this later inside, but that the issue of this Sefik was they were worried that maybe people would think it's Vadai. Okay? And once you think it's Vadai, well, then she could do Yibum. Again, in this case, it would be the opposite. Maybe they were Kovea, it wasn't Sefik. Right, it wasn't a get badai, and then she could do yibum. So there's a bit of a lack of. We'll see this after, but it's almost like they might think that the sefek case really has clarity, not lack of clarity. So then they say, wait, but hachanami imatar of mercholetzet mityabemet. You could say the same thing in the kiddushin case. If you allow chalitza, maybe they'll think you can do yibum. And we said you can't do yibum, but that's not a good comparison because. The whole thing, what did we say with Kiddushin? Remember, okay, it's a lot of ping pong. What did we say with Kiddushin? If we don't know she's married, what's the chazaka? The chazaka is she's not married. In which case, the tzara is allowed to do yibum. So, worst case, she does yibum, it's not such a big deal. It was just a chumrah to say you can't do yibum, you have to do chalitza. So, don't worry about that. Okay? And that's why, in the end, they say, Gerushin, they didn't bring up that case, and Kiddushin, they did. Okay, until they reject it, but I'll give you a little sneak preview to later. Okay, but that's the assumption right now. Etibe Abaye, Abaye, now we're going to have two kushiyot from other sources. Abaye brings up a Mishnah. Okay, I think it's a Mishnah, if I remember correctly. Nafal habayit alav, va'albat achiv. This is a favorite case in the okay, an avalanche, okay? Rocks fall and kill people, okay? A building collapses, people die. What's the issue here? Nafal habayit alav ve'albat achiv. He's married to his niece, okay, that's right, an arayot that's mutter. He's married to his niece, but, right, and his niece from his mother's side, because if, right, because then she's going to fall to Yibum to the brother, no, right? No, his niece from the father's side, right? His brother's daughter. Now, when she falls to Yibum to the brother, it's Yisro Arayot, okay? But now he had two wives. He had a Tzara and the Erva. What happens? Who died? Not the Tzara, just him and the Barachoto wife. Okay, the Batachiv wife. Ve'en yadua eza mehem meit rishon. We don't know who died first. What's the story? If she dies first, then at the time of his death, they weren't married, and the Tzara can go get married. Do Yibum. If she died second, and he died first, then at the moment they fall to Yibum, both of them fall to Yibum, in which case they're both to halt, because it's Erva and Tzarat Erva. So we don't know the order of death, and therefore, what do we say? Our typical suffix, Tzarata cholet avalomet yabemet. So then they say, why don't we say here, like we said in our Mishnah, or our explanation of our Mishnah, what Rabbah said, Ema hachanami, Neima, where did we last meet this woman? What was her status? What was her chazaka? She was married. Ema hachanami, Neima, isha zo b'chizkat heter l'shuk omed. Umisafe, because you don't know, did she die first or did she die second? We're now going to make the tzara du chalitza when really she should be mutar l'lechet and go marry anybody she wants. We're not going to be osur this woman just mishum safek. By the way, I think you see here a sensitivity on the part of the rabbis to the woman.
Yes.
They want this woman to be mutar. They don't want her to have to do chalitza, right, or yibum. So anyway, then they say, v'chite mahachanami l'chumra. Why don't you say maybe they're just machmir on her, right? And they say, really, you should be mutar l'shuk, because the chazaka is that this woman was married. And therefore, right, maybe we should do that and make her do chalitza just mishum chumra. But now again, what are we going to say again? Chumra da'ati l'day kulahu she'im ataomer choletza mityabemet. You might think that she could do yibum, right? That she'll think she could do yibum because she'll think it was, you know, definitive, and then she'll do yibum, and that will be Isra Araya, which will be kari. So we don't want to do that. So now we have a question. Why in this case of the mapolet, what's the difference between the mapolet case and the get case? In the case of the mapolet, we say she does chalitza. And in the case, again, the inference from our Mishnah, from the fact that the Mishnah didn't mention in Gerushin the sefek karov lo, sefek karov la, the assumption is that in that case she's p'tuah and can go marry anybody she wants. She doesn't need to do chalitza. So what's the difference? So number one answer is this. Gerushin de shchichei gazru b'hu rabbanan, mapolet de lo shchichei lo gazru b'hu rabbanan. Really, it's a shezera de rabbanan to make her do chalitza. And when we make the gzera is that we're worried that if we make her do chalitza, she might come to think that we could do yibum. So in the case of mapolet, we're not worried about making gzerot. How often does a mapolet happen? It's so rare. Rabbis don't make gzerot in rare cases. So in the rare case, what are we going to say? Really, it's a suffix. We're going to make her do chalitza. And we're not worried, oh, maybe she'll think she could do yibum. We're not going to go gozer from that. But in our case, where it's a regular get case, which, you know, divorce happens, so therefore we're going to say we should be worried, okay? So then they say, Inami, answer number two, is Gerushin dekaime erva dekamuchach, v'tzarata kamitzracha lachalitza, amre kamu berabanam begita degita ma'alyahu. In the case of Gerushin, what are we going to say? In the case of Gerushin, she's a real erva, right? And she was married to the guy, yeah? So now, if the rabbis, really, she was Erva, she was married to this woman. If the rabbis are going to now say, even though the default is we can get divorced, we can be pturot, right? We don't have to do yibum at all. The fact, if the rabbis were to make her do chalitza, what would people think? Amru, people will say, kamu berabanan begita degita ma'alyahu. They're going to think that the rabbis said this is a good get, that the rabbis decided. In which case, if they think that the rabbis decided definitively, what will they think? Actually, Yibume Letzara. They'll then think that the Tzara can actually do Yibum, because they'll think that they were Kover, as opposed to the Mapolet. Now, what's the difference between the Mapolet and the Get? In the Get case, there was, it's Sefek Karavlo, Sefek Karavlo, maybe we could have measured, figured out somehow. And they think that in the end, the rabbis made a definitive decision about what actually the facts on the ground were. But in a mapolet, mikamu b'rabbanim b'mapolet, are the rabbis nevi'im that they could say, oh yeah, we know who died first? Nobody's right. Obviously, autopsies and deciding on time of death, right, based on autopsies, doesn't come into the picture here. Okay? But in their days, when they couldn't figure out those kind of things, they're saying the rabbis would never be able to figure out who died first. So this is a case that's known that it will be a safek forever. The rabbis can never decide. Whereas the get case, maybe they had a way to decide. Maybe more witnesses can see, you know, who gave the, where, whose side the get was on. Okay, and then they might come to Yibum, whereas in the Mapolet, we're not worried.
But if the rabbis had decided that it was a good get, then she would be Ptuah, not Chalitza.
No, if it was a good, no, so they could have decided it was a bad get. There wasn't, it was Safek Karov Lo, they could decide. They could decide Safek Karov Lo, in which case it's not a get, in which case, no, sorry. If it's a good get, then that's, then she'd have to do Yibum. If it's a good get, then she's divorced, in which case the Tzara has to do Yibum with the guy, right? And then we'd be worried that she'll do Yibum and not Chalitza. That's the whole concern, okay? Okay, that's question number one, right? With the Mapola case, we answered it up with two possible answers. Now we have another question, which is even more problematic. Milo Tnan, but it says in a mission of Ahat Tnan, Haita omedet b'rashut harabim, uzrakola, karov la migureshet, karov lo ena migureshet. Okay, that's our case basically, right? She's in Rashut Arabim, he throws her to the get. Mechta, mechta, what if it's right in the middle? Migureshet ena migureshet. Okay, it's a little different than our case, but it's basically, right? It's right in the middle of both of them. There we say she's divorced but not divorced. V'amrinan, and what do they say about this Mishnah? L'mai hilchata, what's the relevance? D'i kohen hu asurale. If he's a kohen, she can't remarry him, okay? He can't be machzir grushato if he's a kohen, because she's then a grusha. V'ervahi tzarata baya chalitza. Ah, what do you see here? Our main thing. If her, right, if the tzara was, if she was erva, then her tzara is going to need to do chalitza in this mechtal mechtza case. Sounds very similar to our case, right? It's a safek karov lo, safek karov la. We don't know if it was a real get or not. We're going to make her do chalitza. The lo amrinan, sheima ta'omer chalitza mityabemet. We're not worried, right? If we make her, if we let her do chalitza, maybe she'll think she could do yibum. So ha'itmar ala rabba v'rav Yosef. Now we're going to have a possible answer that this Mishnah and our Mishnah are talking about two different situations. Okay, not two different situations of what actually happened, but two different situations of who actually saw it and what the safek is nevea from. Ha itmar la rav rav Yosef dam rechavayu. Ha ha b'shte kite edim askinan. Echad omeret karov la, v'echad omeret karov lo. To have le speka do raita. It's not that we saw it was exactly in the middle. It's that two witnesses say it was on his side. Two witnesses say it was on her side. In that case, what are we going to say? Two witnesses are stronger than chazaka. Okay? And this is all dinim of edur, chazaka, how they interplay. So what are we going to say? If you have two witnesses, yes, it's true, there's two witnesses on the other side, but there's edut, there's real edut that says this was a get. It's true, there's real edut that says it's not a get, but there's real edut that says it is a get, and therefore we're going to have to assume that maybe it really is a get, and we're going to have to make her do chalitza. Whereas our Mishnah, okay, umanitin tahacha is bekatachat, but there's only one kat. Now, here it's unclear, what does it mean katachat? Okay, I'll go according to one explanation, which is one kat says we found it right in the middle. Okay, in other words, it's a real suffix. Okay, and the Gemara puts it in terms of Doraita, Dorabanan. If it's a Safek Doraita, then it's just like our cases we had in the Mishnah of, right, where it's he wrote it in his own handwriting, but there's no Edim, where it's a good get me Doraita, just me Dorabanan, we don't allow it. Same thing here. We have two Kite Edim, so there's some sort of Edim me Doraita that there's a get. There's a problem with it, and therefore it's a Safek, but we're going to assume that maybe there really was a real get, and therefore make her do Chalitza me Safek. Now they say, how do you know our mission is b'katachat? Okay, so now they say, do me a de kiddushin. Ma kiddushin b'katachat, af gerushin b'katachat. They're saying, we assume, because it's just like the kiddushin case brought in our Mishnah. There was katachat. Now they say, wait, but kiddushin gufay umimad b'katachat. How do you know that the kiddushin case, safek karov lo was katachat? Where are you making that up from? Dilma b'shteki te edim. So now they say, no, because I b'shteki te edim, if you had two kite edim, tit yabim. What would you say? If there were really two witnesses that said it was a good Kiddushin, then we'll make her do Yibum. Okay? Or it wasn't good Kiddushin, right? If it wasn't a good Kiddushin, then we'll make her do Yibum like her Chazaka, because we'll have two Eidim plus a Chazaka. That'll be stronger than the two Eidim on the other side. So now they say, no, but Kaime Eidim, but Ka'amre Karov La. But wait, you can't ignore that, right? Now, here we're going to have a problem with this whole thing. Just because there's two witnesses that say it is, it doesn't mean you can't, right? There's two witnesses that say the opposite. So you can't just say we're going to ignore those two witnesses and have her do Yibum, right? Maybe she really is married, in which case the Tzara would be Ptura. So how could you say that? How could you say that? There's two witnesses on the other side, Vitu, and more, all the more so. What makes you think it's a sefik d'oraita? What happens with shnei kitei edim? Damrinan, okay, tre, lebahade tre, be making two against two, right? You have two on one side, two on the other side. Basically, what happens when you have two against two? They get deleted. It's as if there's nothing. So wipe those out, okay? V'yisha ukma chazaka. And the woman should go by her chazaka. So the shneki te edim answer just gets thrown out the window. Because just because you have two witnesses on one side doesn't mean there's more validity to this, because you have two witnesses on the other side, they basically delete each other. How do we know that they delete each other and we go by the chazaka? Because we have a case about it. Midi dehava nichsei de barshakya. Barshakya was a guy who was sometimes sane and sometimes insane, okay? In his moments of sanity, anything he did would be valid. In his moments of insanity, anything he did would not be valid. So now what happened? We had a mechira he did. He sold something. I gave, right, a good example of this is like when your kids are young and they play cards, like whether it's baseball cards or soccer cards or whatever it is, right? And they trade, they make this ridiculous trade, you know, and then they try to get it back from their friend. And they try to explain to the friend's mother, like, you know, listen, he really didn't know what he was talking about. Like, he's a little kid who doesn't understand that he gave away 10 of the best guys for one card, you know, or something like that. So that's this guy, right? If you make a mechir and you don't know, you're not sane, you're not clear-headed, so we assume you didn't mean to sell it. So what happened? He sold his nechasim. He sold his property. Atu betre, two witnesses came and said, Va'amre kashu chalim zavin. He did it when he was well. Va'atu betre, va'amre kashu shote zavin. He did it when he was insane. Va'amre av ashi, okay tre, lebahade tre, va'ar ukma bechez kaparshakya. We're going to basically cancel out these two sides. And where are we going to leave the property? Where it was in the first place, in Barshakya's hands. We go by the chazaka. Ela. Okay, so therefore, we're stuck with this Mishnah provides a problem to our Mishnah, because it really seems to say that a Safek Karav La, Safek Karav La, we would say that she has to do Chalitza. So now, what do we have? El Amar Abai Yagid Alav Re'o. This is a pasuk from Iyov, that his friend should speak for him. What does that mean? Tana B'Kiddushin V'Huadin L'Geirushin, meaning Gittin is the Chaver of Kiddushin in our Mishnah. They're right next to each other, right? They're neighbors. Whatever it said for Kiddushin is true for Geirushin. So now, as opposed to everything we learned today, basically throw out the window, he says, our Mishnah did mean to include the get, Safek Karov Lo, Safek Karov La. There's really no difference. Okay? My Zehu de Katane, but now you have to, oh, sorry. So let's read it. Tana B'Kiddushin B'Udin L'Geirushin, but Tana B'Geirushin B'Udin L'Kiddushin. All the cases are both in both directions. Whatever it said about Geirushin is also true for Kiddushin. So Amar Le Rava, Rava asked him, I yagid alav re'o, my zehu de katane. But it says in the Mishnah, zehu, where does it say? Zehu safek gerushin. Right? You see that? And zehu safek kiddushin. It means like, this is, and nothing else. We had this the other time, right? This is the case. So what does that come to exclude? So what do they say? Ela amarava, kol sheyesh b'kiddushin yesh b'gerushin. But yesh b'gerushin mash'ein b'kiddushin. The zehu de gerushin lav dafka. Okay, the zehu of gerushin isn't necessarily, because zehu of gerushin comes to include other cases. Ela mishum de tane zehu be kiddushin, tane nami zehu be gerushin. The zehu be kiddushin lemute mai. What does it come to exclude? Zman. It comes to exclude the case of zman. Why? De leka be kiddushin. You don't need to have, when you have a shtar kiddushin, there were three ways you can marry someone. Kesef, shtar, and bia. You can write a contract that says, hare at mekudesh li b'shtar zeh, okay, Kedam Moshe Yisrael, right? You can write a shtar that says that. And you will be, remember, Kiddushin is engagement. You will be engaged, okay? But let's say you don't put a date there. No problem, you don't need a date, okay? And therefore, that case, it says Zehu, Safek Kiddushin, because it doesn't include the case of Zman.
Because they're not really married with Kiddushin. Is that why?
No, they're married.
So they're not married.
You're right. No. That's going to affect it because they're only engaged and not married. Yes, exactly. That's the issue, or at least part possible issue. Umipneima lo tignu zman b'kiddushin. Exactly your question. Okay, why didn't they put zman in? Ha nicha leman damram mishum peri. And this is what you're saying. Arusa leitle peri. Okay, at the time of engagement, he doesn't get the pero yet. Okay, so if it's because of pero, we don't have pero. El leman damram mishum bat achoto. What if you say bat achoto? Now an ara murasa is considered an eshet ish. So if she goes and marries someone else, it is a problem. So litkinsman mishum dikad. Okay, litkinsman. So we should. Now we're gonna have a separate reason why we're not mitakinsman. Mishum deika demakadish b'kaspa veika demakadish b'shtara lotikum rabbanan zman. There's three ways you can get married. Now, if you get married with kesef, you give her a ring. There's no date written on the ring. You don't engrave in the ring, right, what the date of the marriage was. And you can get married with that. And you can prove later your marriage by showing witnesses that you got married and you don't need a date. And you don't have a date. Or if you do a bibia, right, by having sex, for sure, you know, there's no proof of that. There's no date written down. Okay, so what do you have here? Since two of the methods of marriage don't require a date, therefore they didn't require a date in the shtar, even though in theory you could abuse the privileges by the shtar. Okay, so now they say, Amalei Rav Acha b'Reit Rav Yosef l'Rabashi, v'ha avda, what about an eved? De'ika dekane b'kaspa, v'ika b'shtara. The eved can be sold in two ways, either by kesef or b'shtar. B'tikun rabbanan zman, and they didn't. They weren't mitakin zman, and they didn't say, "Oh, well, you can also buy him with money, and there's no date there, so therefore we don't need a date when we write a shtar." But now they have a good answer, which is hatam in an eved case ruba b'shtara. Most sales of avadim are done with a shtar, whereas, as we all know, ha ruba b'kaspa. Right? Even in those days, most women got married with kesef. Okay, and therefore, if most of the marriages, let's say 90% of the marriages happen with kesef and 10% happen with a shtar, we're not going to make the zman in the shtar. Whereas with an eved, since 90% of the avadim are sold with a shtar and only 10% are sold with kesef, we're going to say, put a date in that so that we don't have misunderstandings later.
It's surprising because it seems like it would influence mamzer.
It could potentially. It's true. But they didn't make it a requirement. That was basically, because they said it's not going to really help in the end, because most marriages anyway aren't done this way. So it's not going to really help. Okay, that's one option. The other option is, ibayit ema mishum delo efshar. It's not possible to write a date. Why? What does it mean it's not possible? It really means that this won't help us with our problem. Why? Heichi li'avid. Well, how can we do this? What happens to that shtar? Who holds the shtar? Lincha gabei dida, if she holds the shtar in her house, she keeps it, right? Who keeps, right? When you sell something, so the person who buys it, right, keeps the shtar. In this case, who's going to keep it? If she keeps it herself and then she goes and she's mazneh, right? She does nude and she wants to protect herself. Machkale, she'll you know, finagle with it and she'll change the date. Lincha gabei dida, what about him? Well, that was our whole concern. Zimni debata chotogi, umechapela, right? He might want to save her, so he'll change the date. Right? Lincha gabe edim. What if we put it, now this is a great line. What if we leave it with edim? Okay? What if we leave it with the edim misira? Right? We had the edim who watched the marriage happen. They saw him give the shtar to her. Mm-hmm. Right? At a wedding, there's witnesses. Those are the real witnesses. They witnessed the marriage happening, right? Or the engagement, really. The kiddush. So, what's the problem if we leave it with them? Edichiru. If it's that they remember, right? If they come and testify because they remembered the date of the wedding, leitu lishud. All we need is for them to come and testify. We don't need a date. All we need is for them to remember. Okay, here comes the great line. Ve'ilo, and if not, if they don't remember, what are they going to do? They're going to testify based on
reading
the document. Zimni dechazu mikatva, they'll see it in the ketav. Va'atu mishade, and they're going to testify based on what's written in the shtar.
Yes.
Berachmana amar mipihem, v'lo mipiktavam. Testimony has to be from your mouth. It can't be from something you saw. Okay, like you saw the date. No, if you're saying we witnessed this marriage on this day, you have to say it from your memory, and not from what you saw written. Okay, it's a good way about how memory works, right? Sometimes you see something. Have you ever had this where you see a picture and that makes you remember the event, but you almost remember it now only according to the picture and not according to what really happened? And they have to do it from what really happened, so it's not good testimony anyway if they bring the shtar. So then they say, last line, Ihachi begerushinami nemahachi. Why don't we say these same problems exist with gerushin? So what do they answer? Hatam lahatzala didaka atu. Hacha lechova didaka atu. Okay, in the case of the get, okay, what is it coming? It's basically coming to save the woman from getting...
Right, here it doesn't help her even. Because if she's not predated, then she's still in trouble because she still slept with another man afterwards.
Right, so in the get, it comes to save her from death. Okay, and therefore, we're going to... So therefore, we can leave it in her hands and we're not worried she's going to do this because as long as... What's the issue? As long as we don't have proof that the get was later, right, then we can assume that maybe it happened earlier and we're going to assume... Wait, one second. Right, we want to say that she's divorced, right? It doesn't need. Right, if we say that we don't need a date, it's not going to help her to basically furnish this get and say, here's my get. Because if she can't prove it, she can't prove her get, she can't prove the date of the get because there's no date, then it's not going to help her because she's bechazkat esh et ish right now. But with a shtar kiddushin, it's basically coming lechovata. And if they would put a zman in...
it proves that she's married, but she was adulterous.
Yeah, so she would hurt her.
Right? No, but again, right, it's... she's always going to be assumed without this shtar and a date, she's assumed that she's not married. Understand? She's assumed that she's not married. So the shtar can only make it worse for her. Because the shtar will say, you're married. But kol od, she doesn't have proof, she's going to be considered a pnuya. Okay. Right? And then she's not a znuk.
So it seems like they almost did it on purpose.
Right.
So that, date in the kiddushin.
Exactly. So that it can help her. So that because kol od, she doesn't have a shtar kiddushin, she's not considered married. Whereas the get can only hurt her. So because she has to prove that she was already divorced. So therefore, we're going to put the date in the document so that we know at this date you were divorced, so we can then prove that you're out of your chazaka of eshadish in order to help her. Because the date in the get can only help her, and the date in the kiddushin can only hurt her. Because it's all about what you can prove, right? Until it goes back to what we said earlier, which is you stay in your chazaka of whatever you are until we can prove otherwise.